down to the water hole in the creek. This is in the fall when it started freezing at night, you know, and there'd be a little scum of ice come on the water. And then this wasn't a live creek, you understand this. And I'd take a pitchfork, I'd bust that ice, you know, hit it with the pitchfork and break it. And then I'd use the pitchfork to pick this ice up out of the water. And it was thin ice, you know, maybe a quarter inch thick. And I'd fill this little old tin wagon up with it, pull her up to the house. My mother'd put it in a bucket. As it melted, that's what we used for drinking, cooking.
Now, they would use the ice on the top because it was cleaner?
It kind of purified it a little bit to freeze that way, yeah. At least all the dirt settled out of it before it froze.
Well, what about in the summer?
Well, we cut ice. We had an ice house, and we'd get this ice out and had no ice box, you know, and no refrigerator. And as this ice melted, why, it would drip. Have you ever seen them? Seen them work?
No, I haven't. Maybe you could explain it to me.
Well, there was a place in there, one door, that you put the ice behind, and as that melted, why, there was a drip tube underneath it that dripped into whatever you put underneath the refrigerator to catch it, usually an old dish pan or something, see? And that was one of the chores, was to empty the drip pan under the refrigerator before it run over. Otherwise, it made a mess.
And the ice would last all the way till the next fall?
If you got enough put up, it would. Yeah. In our case, it always did.
Now, this ice house, was that underground, or?
We dug a pit, and then we just kind of put a shed roof over it. And then, of course, you covered it with sawdust. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you sawdust preserved ice fairly well. And if you'd put sawdust on it, and of course we'd get out a block every day, you know.
Was that your job?
Well, it was partially mine and my brother's. And it was real important that when you got this chunk of ice out of there, that you covered it all back up again, you know, so that it would save the preservation of it. And usually by fall it was gone, but it'd come out pretty even.
That makes you appreciate owning a refrigerator, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And then we did haul water, too. We had an old Model T Ford and some old 10-gallon cream cans, and the neighbors had a well 5-6 miles away. It was a job to haul water. We had a barrel there in the kitchen that we'd dump it in, you know.
All the things we take for granted now?
Oh, yeah.
Life and death situations,
then. Yeah.
It's amazing. Did you ever have a... Was there a place you would have called the living room, or would this family spend a lot of time?
Yes, we had the living room. And, well, actually, to get back to your original request for information, you know, when you could come in from one of two doors, one led into the kitchen and one led into the living room, and there was, I guess, eventually, the way it turned out, there were just two bedrooms, I guess. It was just actually a four-room house. As my brother and I got older, we stayed in what we had a bunkhouse, we called it, and this is where my brother and I camped out and stayed at night. And this living room, there was one thing that was impressive about it, you know, to me. My mother was a real... I don't know if the right word's ambitious or not, but she was a goer, always trying to do something and fix something up, you know. And one of her things was to put on new wallpaper every once in a while to kind of freshen up, particularly in the living room. And when that room originally started, why, it was just lined with old rough lumber. And they had what they called blue board. It was just kind of heavy paper that come in rolls, and this is what the inside of the rooms were papered with. And then she'd put wallpaper on this.
Now, blue board was another type of wallpaper, or it was gypsum board?
No, it was paper. It was